Hello, I'm Farhana Sheikh, and you're watching Awani Review. With us today is a very special guest, Bob Santella, CEO of IPC Systems. IPC Systems is a global fintech company provider of secure, compliant communications and multi-cloud connectivity solutions for the global financial markets. So Bob is here on a business trip in Asia since 2019 and will help share with us a thing or two about managing the current financial economy as well as the future of remote and hybrid working in the industry and as well as beyond. So thank you for joining us, Bob. I understand that, you know, you're here on a business trip. So how has travel been for, you know, for you in Asia so far? I understand the last time you came back was in 2019. So especially after not traveling for a while due to COVID, how has it been so far?
So first off, thanks for having me on the show today. I'm really ecstatic to be here. Static to be in Malaysia. As you alluded to, travel has been challenging the last couple of years, obviously with the pandemic and others, just things going on in the world these days. There are challenges that we face in travel. I will say, though, coming back to Asia after 2.5 years, it was one of the most exciting things I wanted to do. One, Asia is our most dynamic region as far as growth, particularly Southeast Asia. Our fastest growing office is right here in Kuala Lumpur. We have a center of excellence here and a dedicated team that has quadrupled in size since the time I started at IPC 4 years ago. So we're really dedicated to the market. Love the talent we have here. As far as travel around the region, I plan to visit Malaysia, Singapore, and hopefully a few other countries, depending upon the rules and the challenges I can overcome. But one of the things I enjoy most about coming here is really the energy we find here. Our clients are dynamic. Our clients are growing. I would say despite some of the challenges they've had over the last 2+ years and our employees had, nobody's lost focus on the industry. People want to work. They want to attack the financial industry every day. They're aggressive, and they understand we work in a really changing and dynamic industry when it comes to trading in the financial industry, and therefore the focus has always been there. Whether customers or employees are working remote, despite travel challenges, the in-person hasn't been where we want it to be. We're still actually getting the job every day, and so are our customers, which is really refreshing. But just coming back to Malaysia the last couple days and spending time with our team and customers and partners, this is really what it's all about for us as a company, and this is why we've been on top for 50 years.
Yeah, that's very good to hear that nothing much, at least the spirit and spirit, nothing much has changed. So before we begin to get into the nitty-gritty of things, can you share with us a brief introduction of what IPC stands for, IPC Systems? So what is the company's vision in being the lead in technology and services that powers the financial market?
Yeah, so you think of IPC, what it stood for when we first started almost 50 years ago, it was a brainchild of a lot of very creative people. I was not the company at that time, but it stood for Interconnect Planning Corporation. Which again, that is not the name we go by today, but a lot of big companies that went by acronyms in the marketplace and they stood for something. We've evolved over time to different technology platform. So where are we today as a company? And what do our customers expect and our clients expect? One, we are the transformative leader in the marketplace. What does that mean? It means we're actually at the forefront of almost every change in the industry. Our clients in the industry, what do they need from us? They want the ability to be able to trade. Our clients trade in markets all over the world, in every asset class. We have over 25,000 users just here in Asia. We have 1,500 locations and endpoints and data center locations all throughout the region here. And therefore, the forefront of change, like any technology platform, change has to happen in a positive way to affect efficiency and effectiveness in the markets. We've been the leader, and that's why we're the leader in industry right now. We are approximately 60 to 70% of the total users globally. We're by far the largest player in the space in the Asian region right now. We deliver technology solutions to our clients, and they know when they talk to IPC, we're gonna be, again, the leader when it comes to cloud-based solutions, to digital solutions, to things that provide hybrid and remote solutions for it, and things we'll talk about later probably in this discussion. But I think when you think of IPC, what comes to mind is creativity, innovation, secure, and clients operating in a compliant fashion, able to tackle the markets every day in a way they know will be there every step of the way as a true partner.
Yeah, I think those values that you mentioned just now are definitely the ones that we need to tackle the current, you know, volatile financial market, right? So I guess drawing on to that, you know, there has been a lot of ups and downs over the past 2 years or so, or even more. I think mostly it has been a very tough year for the financial market to bounce from the impacts of COVID-19 and now gradually recovering as economic activities picked up. So just looking at, you know, banks and finance all over the world, exponential hikes from the US Fed, for example, UK inflation rate at an all-time high, adding to that the global supply chain problem that has a worldwide effect, right? So just in Malaysia, for example, you know, we are still trying to keep inflation at bay with a lot of measures and government intervention. So things are happening and are happening at a very quick pace. So with that, you know, this is where we can, I think, we can gain your insight, being an expert in the industry and being a global lead in the industry. How do financial market participants are navigating the current financial economy, especially since it's at a quite volatile state right now?
Yeah, so you've actually mentioned several really good factors, and not just one. You know, talk about COVID being a factor, but inflation is a factor right now. Supply chain issues are a factor right now. Okay, shutdowns in certain countries still exist. There's regional differences. There's country differences. So you talk about how do clients navigate this. I'll tell you, in my 3 decades plus experience in the financial markets, this is probably the most unique time, I would say, in collection of challenges that the industry's faced, especially on a global basis. There's been regional things in the past. We've had the Great Recession of 2008. You know, we had weather-related catastrophes in the past that have impacted trading. We've had recessions going back to the dot-com recession in 2001. When you think about a 2.5-year period where we dealt with COVID, the impact of shutdown, the impact on human beings that work in industry, then you add on supply chain challenges that continue today that impact every single participant in the financial industry. You talk about people trying to deal with inflationary impact in certain countries, including right here in Malaysia. It's a very large factor. It affects every one of the employees and customers that we have in this market. So what are clients doing about it? One, they're making sure they have the best technology possible. Right now, as we learn from the pandemic, and we'll get this later in our discussion hopefully, is that old technology did not serve clients well. When people all of a sudden had to migrate to more flexible, more, resilient and redundant platforms, if you were on older technology, you struggled. If you were on newer technology, cloud-based technology, digital technology, flexible solutions that allow for remote working, it served you better. Clients, I think, are also confronting challenges when it comes to the inflationary impact on how they deal with employee issues, how they deal with supply issues. Can they balance raising prices versus how they deal with the cost side of their business? IPC and working with clients have developed cost-effective solutions. We're a much more efficient and I would say, fast-moving firm today than we were prior to the pandemic and delivering solutions to our customers. I think we learned to work with customers and truly partner to meet their remote needs. Again, is that solving all the problems? No, but I think the one thing the financial markets have taught our clients who tend to have be very deeply involved with a deep domain expertise in trading is understand that trading, no matter what the conditions are anywhere else, still operates every day within the same hours every day. And it's very unforgiving as far as those that can't keep up with it. There's no margin for error as far as falling away. So as long with IPC, our customers understand that when the markets are open, they have to perform. And whatever it takes as far as technology tools, as far as people, as far as additional training, and as far as making sure they're in touch with the cost side of their business, that actually has been serving them well. Clients or customers that haven't been able to do that, they're continuing to find some struggles.
Yeah, I mean, I like how you said, you know, trading never stopped, but there are ways for us to improve our services and improve our streamlining process, right, order to, you know, for it to be more cost effective and run more smoothly. So with that in mind, I understand the one thing that comes out of pandemic that is in no way avoidable right now is remote working. Like you mentioned just now, we've seen workspaces and environment transformed to accommodate hybrid and remote working, because I think one day people just wake up and realize that this is the thing that we do now, and it's working. People need to remote and hybrid work. And a lot of job seekers and employees as well are searching for this sort of opportunities to remote and hybrid work. So I guess, you know, IPC being a solutions provider that actually champions this. And how do you see the future of remote and hybrid working? And how was, you know, IPC Systems' experience basing the business on this model, even from the start?
Mm-hmm. This is really unique and kind of interesting topic for every business, including IPC's business. When you think about remote working and hybrid working, although it was done on a limited basis before the pandemic, it really was limited. It wasn't widespread and it wasn't widely used. Well, I would say particularly in the financial industry. You know, we operate in a highly regulated environment for the most part. Virtually every customer, whether it be Malaysia, Asia, or global, operates within some sort of regulatory oversight from a government body. Because of that, work from home and remote working typically has not been a mainstay of the financial industry. Plus the technology that people needed and I would say employees needed to do their jobs reside in an office environment. And not just what we provide, but other integrated systems into IPC, whether it be compliance tools or other trading tools or market data tools. All of a sudden the pandemic came and clients had to react really quickly, sometimes in a matter of days, to make decisions. How many people do we put at home? How many people work remotely? How many people need to stay in an office environment? And oh, by the way, make sure we're compliant with government regulations and oversight. Because those conditions never went away under each situation. So IPC actually had already been at the forefront of many of these changes, even before the pandemic.
Yeah.
We had solutions available that offered actually remote access. Rather than a hard device, or you would say a physical device, we had a software-based device we had already developed. So we were able to provide clients with a solution, sometimes in a matter of minutes. So we moved tens of thousands of users to remote locations and remote trading within a matter of a couple of days back in the early stages of the pandemic. In the Asian region right now, in Malaysia, we were able to move employees and customers off-site and remote in a matter of days. And none of our clients actually missed a beat when it meant to trading. Now, if you remember back in early 2020 and through 2021, we're dealing with volatile markets. So clients had to deal in the financial industry with how do we work remote, how do we work hybrid, and oh, by the way, how do we deal with very volatile markets? Top technology, resilient technology, hybrid solutions. So where's this going in the future? Where it's going is that it's accelerated innovation in our space. Where before people were dealing with analog or old technology, digital is now the term you hear often. Where you're dealing with situations where people can only operate one way or another, on premises or remote, hybrid is the key word at this point. Clients and customers, they want the optionality. They want to be able to make a choice if they need to send employees remote or in an office. They can do it in a matter of hours, not a matter of days, or not a matter of months. And again, what does that mean? Clients want flexible, malleable solutions that actually cater towards that hybrid solution. Okay? And also what worked, I would say the last point I would make about this is that what worked 2 years ago doesn't work today and won't work 2 years from now. For example, we had to be reactive 2 years ago because we had to deal with the pandemic. Now clients want a better version of the technology they were using 2 years ago. They want more functions, they want more features, they want more cost-effective solutions, it needs to be more stable. They're looking for a value-added proposition. But again, that's still enveloped by hybrid, flexible, and optionality. And I think the providers in the marketplace, such as IPC, that can provide those solutions are gaining traction, more and more traction. If you're not doing that, then you're going to find you need to partner with somebody who's doing that.
I mean, how difficult was it at the start? We know you talked about giving digital solutions in a matter of minutes, in a matter of seconds. How difficult was it at the start? Because I'm sure a lot of companies or even, you know, those in the financial sector are now at that beginning, whereas you guys are already far ahead.
Yep.
So how difficult was it?
Well, I would say it was difficult. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, again, nobody expected this. We weren't planning at IPC for pandemic 3 years ago before it happened. So all of a sudden when it's thrust upon you, and we all can think back to early in this pandemic where things were moving so fast and decisions were changing every day. You know, clients had planned for a 2-week shutdown and then a 3-week shutdown. And all of a sudden, it turned from weeks, went into months, then eventually a year, we saw behavior changed. It wasn't just temporary to go work at home and come back in 2 weeks. We've seen a permanent change in how people operate and how they behave. We're also dealing with the human element of this. Mm-hmm. IPC has, again, we have almost 100 employees here in Malaysia, and we have over 1,000 employees globally that had to deal with unprecedented health considerations. Unprecedented as far as how they interact with their families and also balance the work responsibilities, okay? So we're dealing with that. There was also the uncertainty of how the markets were going. Would the markets remain open? Would the markets shut down for a while? Would they shorten their hours? These were discussions being had every day. So what was the lesson? One, you had to keep your finger on the pulse of changes happening literally by the minute. Okay. Secondly, you had to make sure you took care of your employees and put your employees in the best position to really react to changing markets and changing conditions. What did we do? We made sure our employees had everything available from a health perspective. They were informed. We formed multiple teams to give other teams actually a break on a periodic basis. We did what we had to, and I would say that we were able, I think at IPC what served us the best is our almost 50-year experience. We have a really experienced, seasoned team globally, especially here in the Asian region. We've been here for approximately 4 decades in Asia, and our team knew instinctually what to do during that time. Again, they didn't know much about a pandemic, but they knew how to react during a crisis. They knew when it comes to trading, you have to do whatever it takes. They knew at the top of the list, customers come first when it comes to business considerations, and that's how we handle matters.
Partly due to COVID-19 as well, we have seen digitalization occurring very rapidly, like you mentioned just now, how we know we need to react even in times of crisis, which is a good thing when it comes to rapid digitalization because everyone needs to move forward. But you know, it has highlighted gaps in digitalization that we need to address because as one half of the population is adapting to using technology in the day-to-day, there's always the other half that is, you know, quite left behind. So how do we address this rapid change in digitalization and bridging the gap it has created?
You be as proactive as you can in educating clients and staying close to the clients. You're as proactive as you can in working with partners in the space. You're exactly right when you say that if only part of a company is digital but other technology platforms aren't, or relationships which tend to be two-sided, has one side that's actually using newer technology. And digitalization typically refers to an impact of a digital theme that impacts or permeates a client's entire technology threshold, thrust, and platforms. If only part of the firm is moving in one direction, but other components aren't keeping up, you might have an out of balance type situation. It might not work properly and so forth. Same when you're talking about some of the things you mentioned, where if part of the ecosystem in the financial industry actually has gaps, you need to fill the gaps. Now, depending on what part of the world you're in, or even what country you're in these days, the pace of change is different. The pace of adoption is different. It costs money to move forward. There's different needs depending if you're dealing with things that require real-time considerations or just once a day or end-of-the-day considerations. So again, these are nuances that need to be, examined. But the one thing that came out of the pandemic and the challenges over the last 2+ years is that it did expose a lot of gaps in technology. What was acceptable and what worked as far as just, I would say, in our business, analog technology and telecommunications, or on-prem, non-cloud-based solutions, or lack of digital and data on our network business, that won't operate today. Why? Because it doesn't have the resiliency. It doesn't have the effectiveness. The pace of change is much quicker today, and the pace of innovation is much quicker today by a large margin than what it was even compared to 2019 and early 2020. That's a good thing. But what it has done is put a lot of stress on the system for firm to need a lot more resources, deeper domain expertise when it comes to cloud-based data and digital expertise. So you have a lot of firms competing for the same level of talent. Okay? You have a lot of firms trying to move forward in the same direction. Sometimes it's going in the right pace, other times it's moving. But I would say the healthy part, I think, from our perspective, is that the gaps that have been exposed for the most part, nobody's arguing about. They accept those gaps. I think that people are looking for solutions. And virtually every one of our clients, they are moving forward in a digital fashion. They want digital solutions from us. They want new technology. And I would say if you're able to deliver it, you're meeting the expectations. When you fall short, they're going to find somebody else to deliver those solutions.
Yeah, so it's a matter of innovating at the pace that is required. So yeah. All right, okay. So now in digitalization, like we mentioned just now, the world of trading communications is also experiencing rapid change. You know, because of COVID-19 as well, it has forced organizations to adopt applications like Zoom or Microsoft Teams, for example, system that may have not been traditionally used before in the trading sphere, right? So cloud services, for example, you know, are being embraced on the trading floor and across the wider enterprise as people are just looking to integrate and streamline processes and workflows. So factoring all this in, you think, what are some of the biggest challenges the industry faces in this transition, and how important is this transition for the financial companies and beyond?
Oh, so this is extremely important. Extremely important the industry gets it right. Extremely important that companies, as they move forward, understand what the impact of these changes are going to be, and as they're making wise decisions. I think that when you go through with a decision-making process, is typically for most of our customers in the industry, planning is a key part of this process. Those that are actually planning in a thoughtful way and collaborating with partners and industry firms like IPC and others, actually moving forward in a positive direction. Lack of planning and just being reactive is actually having a negative impact on others. But I would say when you look at the inconsistency of how firms are dealing with this, that's a factor as well. Again, I don't want to paint a broad brush. Every country has different considerations when it comes to regulatory requirements. They have different considerations when it comes to technology that's available. They have different considerations when it comes to the skill set that's available in that industry within that country or region. These are other considerations. But when you think about the digitalization that's happening right now and other things that are going on in the industry, financial industry, I think where people are finding many of the challenges is when it comes down to true partners that understand their business. True partners can actually provide expert advice on the consequences of making decisions or not keeping up with the pace of decision that needs to be made. That's where expertise becomes even that much more important. I think when people compare their business model to where it was 3 years ago and where it is today, virtually every company realizes we live in a different world today. Again, what worked a couple years ago isn't going to work today for what they need. They understand that. That's the easy part of the equation. The difficult part of the equation is, what do we do about it? What do we have to do to move us forward? It's easy to spend money. Difficult to spend money in the right solution at the right time, making sure that it's going to actually still keep your trading operating the way you want it to be. In our industry, the most accurate barometer of success is, are you adding value to our clients' trading ecosystem? So in the case of IPC, we have a private cloud offering called Kinexys Unigy that 3 years ago had zero users. Today it's actually approaching 25% of our user base. We're seeing widespread adoption. It's grown exponentially. Why? It's delivering an experience that the clients realize is serving them and providing for their flexible needs. Again, something that's accelerated on the innovation cycle for us.
Okay. So I'm speaking obviously in more layman terms here. You know, when we talk about high technology and also cloud connectivity, like you mentioned, you know, these processes are required to streamline workflows and processes. But there's also always a bigger issue of data security for clients. Mysterious threats, data hacking, leakages, those are sort of some of the concerns that I guess your client would have too, or any company that are, you know, on cloud connectivity. So how do you think we overcome some of these issues more broadly and build confidence surrounding the use of the systems?
Sure. I think any company today, no matter even if it's not cloud-based, data security, cybersecurity, any type of security is a paramount issue right now. Okay, it can actually literally sink your business entirely if you don't handle it properly, okay? There's a lot of people out there that are doing malicious things to hack into systems to cause problems. We also know just generally data privacy is a really important issue these days worldwide. It's important in Asia, it's important in Europe, it's important in North America and other regions. Again, we didn't have the data privacy sensitivity a couple years ago we have today. So how are we dealing with this at IPC and the industry? One, we're providing solutions. For example, in the IPC case, we have a private cloud offering. And part of the advantage of a private cloud offering is that it still offers the same technology, flexibility, and reasons to use a cloud solution. But the fact that we control from a private perspective versus on a public cloud platform, we have a much higher level of transparency on any sort of risk when it comes to data and when it comes to security. Again, we've had virtually no problem with security over the last several years, primarily because our focus on a private cloud offering. Secondly, we make sure that we follow all business industry standards. There's best practices when it comes to security. There's audits from government agencies. There's actually conforming to certain industry standards that make you more compliant and more firm. We actually put a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of effort to make sure this is one of our top issues. We literally have weekly reviews on every single security issue that could impact clients. And third, we make sure we understand our client systems well. Many times when you have a security issue with data or just any sort of cybersecurity type threat, it comes from a lack of understanding of where there might be gaps in a system, where there might be vulnerabilities. Often a client may have a single point of failure, but not realize they have a single point of failure when it comes to maybe a system or some sort of configuration issue. Being able to understand a client's systems and provide the expertise and advice to guide them, that's how you mitigate risk. I'm going to say there's no way to avoid risk completely. It's not possible right now. Yeah. But we work hard to mitigate risk, and I think in working with clients and industry, we've been able to do that.
Okay, Bob, so you know, before we end the session, before we wrap up, you know, some of the insights they've given us, what do you think is a pipeline for IPC in the future? You know, future challenges that need to be tackled head on, or any plans for expansion?
Yeah, so we have a really exciting future. We have an exciting future because the financial industry is exciting. Doesn't guarantee success and doesn't guarantee growth, but I think we're well positioned. We've had very strong growth the last couple of years, both in revenue and profitability. We've grown our product set. We've grown our number of customers. We're actually excited about the Asian market in particular. We have very strong partnerships in this region, and we're adding more partners day by day. We're adding more partners in this region. We're actively looking at acquisitions right now. You know, nothing to announce today on your show, but we're looking at acquisitions. And I think both organically and inorganically, we have a lot of exciting growth. When you're the market leader, like IPC is, there's no shortage of firms that want to work with IPC. There's no shortage of people that want to come join IPC. So again, our challenge is finding quality of relationships, not quantity of relationships. So we focus every day on high-quality relationships that actually benefit our customers. And I know one thing, if we treat our customers right and they view us in a high regard, growth will take care of itself.
Yeah. There you have it. So exciting changes ahead, you know, for IPC Systems. There you have it. So that's Bob Santella, CEO of IPC Systems, offering his insights on digitalization, financial economy, the trading sphere, remote working, and so much more. I'm Fahana Sheikh. This is Awani Review, and thank you for watching.